Trade deals around the world are being negotiated, signed, and celebrated without the U.S. Leaders are looking to other sources of economic partnership as turbulent tariff policies, harsh rhetoric, and unpredictable social media posts from President Trump push allies to the edge. Nick Schifrin has this report.
This is not the pivot to Asia the U.S. intended. Today, the first British Prime Minister visit to Beijing in 8 years. And Keir Starmer told Chinese President Xi Jinping he wanted a lasting relationship.
I've long been clear that the UK and China need a long-term, consistent, and comprehensive strategic partnership.
The person who must not be named, President Trump only referenced in passing by a Chinese leader who presented himself as a source of stability.
Currently, the international situation is intertwined with changes and turmoil. As long as we uphold a broad historical perspective, transcend our differences, and respect each other, we will be able to deliver results that can withstand the test of history.
It's not the first time in history a British delegation has visited Beijing to make business deals. But it comes despite British criticisms that China is a threat to national security.
Cybersecurity, stealing intellectual property. Keir Starmer doesn't really know how to deal with China. My worry is that he's going there with a begging bowl.
But more European leaders are walking the Chinese red carpet. Earlier this week, it was Finland's Prime Minister, Petteri Orpo.
China-Finland relations have developed steadily, regardless of changes in the international situation.
Those changes have pushed Europe into Asia's arms.
We did it. We delivered the mother of all deals.
This week, the European Union and India finalized a deal that represents a third of global trade. And today, Europe upgraded its ties with Vietnam, as European Council President Antonio Costa warned of changing tides.
At a moment when international rules-based order is under threat from multiple sides, we need to start to stand side by side as reliable and predictable partners.
We've helped them for so many years, we've never gotten anything.
It was only last week that President Trump proved himself unpredictable over Danish territory Greenland and disparaged the very concept of NATO's collective defense.
And all we're asking for is to get Greenland, including right title and ownership, because you need the ownership to defend it. You can't defend it on a lease.
The European response has been visceral.
Europe is no longer Washington's primary center of gravity. The shift has been ongoing for a while. It is structural, not temporary. It means that Europe must step up. No great power in history has ever outsourced its survival and survived.
We are in the midst of a rupture, not a transition.
Western doubt in the U.S., most publicly expressed by Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, who recently made his own automotive trade deal in Beijing despite a threat from President Trump.
Le monde a changé.
The world has changed. Washington has changed. Almost nothing is normal in the United States at the moment. That is the truth.
But Canada and Europe still rely on the U.S. for security, natural gas and oil, and the trading relationship is worth more than $5 trillion. All of which pointed out this week by NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
If anyone thinks here, again, that the European Union or Europe as a whole can defend itself without the U.S., keep on dreaming. You can't. In that scenario, you would lose the ultimate guarantor of our freedom, which is the U.S. nuclear umbrella. Good luck.
The hard reality of Europe's present, but they're considering a more independent future, thanks to doubts sowed by President Trump. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.